Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
This week's Health Talk is about walking off some of your favorite fair treats. Fairs involve a lot of walking, so we'll probably burn off those extra fair food calories. Well, maybe if we walk up to 1.5 miles for a bag of cotton candy and up to 3 miles for a funnel cake. Big portions with lots of sugar and fat calories characterize many of the foods we traditionally associate with fairs. For many of us, attending the fair wouldn't be nearly as much fun without these tasty treats. Some may be once-a-year foods for us, and we really look forward to these at the fair. So, how much exercise does it take to walk off our favorite fair foods? We know on average, we have to walk about 1 mile to burn 100 calories. To visualize how far that is, think approximately 12 city blocks to 1 mile. In Portland, this would be walking from the Jay Community Center out to the Taco Bell or Pizza Hut area, and that would equal 1 mile. While the number of calories in our favorite fair food can vary depending on portion size, recipe, and more, burning off the calories of that cotton candy could be an 18-block walk. The following are approximate distances we likely need to walk to burn off the calories of some popular Midway foods. Caramel apple, 3 miles. One corn dog, 4.5 miles. Cotton candy, 1.5 miles. A fried candy bar on a stick, 4.5 miles. A funnel cake, approximately 6 inches in diameter, 3 miles. One 32-ounce soft drink, 2.5 miles. One snow cone, 2.5 miles. And a soft pretzel, approximately 3 miles. So does this mean we need to load a picnic basket with carrot and celery sticks before heading to the fair? No, but with a little planning, it's possible to fit in your favorite fair foods, and here's how. Quench your thirst with a small soft drink instead of the larger sizes. Better yet, buy or bring along bottled water. Save your fair day calories for something else. Split foods among several people. For example, share a funnel cake with friends. Everyone gets a taste and no one gets overloaded. Plan times when you'll sit down and eat, rather than graze your way from one end of the fair to the other. It's hard to keep a handle on how much we're eating when we're walking, talking, and eating at the same time. Limit yourself to one treat. Choose reasonable serving sizes of lower sugar and lower fat items for the rest of your foods. Dress in comfortable shoes so you're more likely to walk off some calories. Wear a pedometer and see how many steps you can take at the fair. 1 mile equals about 2,000 steps, or around one-third of the calories in a typical caramel apple. Check out all the food booths before making your selections. Imagine that you have a calorie salary. Enjoy the foods that you like most for your salary. Finally, if you do indulge a little too much, remember to return to a more balanced way of eating the next day. A day or two of overeating won't affect our weight that much. But weeks of eating that way will. Eating 100 extra calories daily can result in a 10-pound weight gain over the course of a year. and this is your minute to be fit. Do you ever notice that when you exercise in the morning, you feel more alert and productive all day? It's no coincidence, a morning workout has several advantages for your body and your mind. First, exercise jumpstarts your metabolism and keeps you burning calories at a higher rate all day long. Also, you get your exercise out of the way and you don't have to worry about not having time for your workout routine should something unexpected come up during the day. One recent study found that exercise before breakfast can counter the effects of overeating. The researchers compared groups of active young men who ran or biked before breakfast with those who didn't exercise and with those who exercised after eating big meals. Only the group that exercised before eating gained little or no weight and showed no signs of insulin resistance. Science aside, if you find getting up and exercising in the morning is easier said than done, try these 10 tricks. Number 1 is move your alarm clock. Instead of sleeping with the alarm next to your bed, move it to the other side of the room. That way, you'll have to get up and get out of bed to shut it off. Once you're up, it's that much easier to stretch, get on your workout clothes, and head out the door for a brisk walk around the neighborhood, or to the gym for a morning workout routine. If you use an alarm that plays music, set it to a song from your workout playlist to help get you in the mood for exercise. Number 2 is make a date. Having a workout routine buddy is a great motivator. Make plans to meet your exercise partner at the gym at 6 a.m. or on the tennis courts at 7 a.m. You're less likely to give up if you know someone's waiting for you. You don't want to be the one who overslept or was too lazy to get up and get moving. Number 3 is make friends at the gym. If you don't have an exercise buddy yet, chances are you can make one after a few weeks of sticking to a morning routine at your gym. You'll become familiar with the regulars who also exercise there at that time of day. It inspires you to get up and move because you know they'll be there and wonder where you are if you miss a day or two. It's a social factor that can help motivate you in the morning. Number 4 is have a set goal. Every Sunday night, create your workout schedule for the coming week. Tell yourself, for example, this week I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday and try to walk or run 3 miles before work. Schedule your morning workout just as you would any appointment. You're more likely to follow your morning workout routine if you write it down. If you don't make it, write a note in your calendar to explain why, and later you can analyze your exercise excuses and look for ways to overcome them. Number 5 is load workout music onto your iPod. Music is a great motivator in the morning. If you have a great playlist, it can be enough to get you out of bed. Research has shown that listening to music when you exercise can produce positive thoughts and help offset fatigue. Try using a faster tempo to pump you up first thing in the morning and then switching to a slower tempo towards the end of your workout routine. Number 6 is prep the night before. To follow through on a morning workout routine, it helps to lay out your exercise clothes and equipment the night before. That way you don't waste any time getting dressed and ready for your workout. One possible disadvantage of exercise in the morning is that your time may be limited. Overcome this limitation by having a set routine and not wasting time looking for your sneakers or your weights. Number 7 is reward your efforts. If you meet your exercise goals and get up 4 out of the 5 days to work out for an hour, do something nice for yourself at the end of the week. Find out what motivates you and use it to give you that push out of bed each morning for your workout routine. Number 8 is tell the world about your plans. Thanks to Facebook and Twitter, you can tell everyone you know about your morning workout routine. Post your exercise plans on Facebook, and once you do so, it's harder not to follow through with it. You can also use social media to tell of your accomplishments. Your friends will surely be impressed, and it will motivate you to keep your workout schedule. Number 9 is too sleepy, give it time. At first, it may be difficult not to turn off the alarm and go back to sleep, rather than jump out of bed to exercise at the gym or go on a 30-minute walk. But after a week or two, your body will adjust to the early workout schedule, and it will be easier to get up and out of the house and head for the gym. When you exercise regularly, you sleep better at night. And when you sleep better at night, waking up to exercise is easier to do. And number 10 is look forward to a better breakfast. You may want to eat something quick, like a banana or a handful of almonds, to give you a boost of energy before your workout routine. Then, after you cool down, have your real breakfast, and make it special as a reward for your efforts. But don't sabotage your exercise efforts by eating a high-fat muffin or fried eggs and bacon. If you promise yourself with a healthy, satisfying breakfast, such as eggs with veggies or oatmeal with fruit and nuts when you get back, that will motivate you as well. Many early morning exercisers don't eat anything before they work out, and that's normally a bad idea. It's like a car with an empty gas tank. Without any food, which is your fuel, you won't have the energy to make it through a workout. You can also end up lightheaded, nauseated, and dizzy because of a drop in your blood sugar. It's a good idea to have a high-energy snack about an hour before working out. You just want to avoid anything too heavy, or you may get cramps or will have trouble digesting your food, depending on the type of exercise you're performing. A small snack that includes protein and carbohydrates is the perfect fuel to keep your energy levels up, but not fill you up too much. Try a hard-boiled egg and a banana, a low-fat yogurt with berries, or a sliced apple with peanut butter. Also, save some calories by skipping the sugary sports drink. Though sports drinks are able to hydrate cells more quickly than water, they're only necessary if it's extremely hot or if you are exercising intensely for more than an hour. Your recipe for this week is fiery tuna salad. Ingredients: 1/2 cup of fat-free mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons of Tabasco original pepper sauce, 2 5-ounce cans of albacore tuna in water, drained and flaked, 1 cup of seeded and chopped cucumber, 1 cup of seeded and chopped tomato, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1/4 cup of chopped, jarred jalapeno slices, and 2 tablespoons of chopped, fresh cilantro. Directions: in a medium to large bowl, thoroughly mix mayo with hot sauce. Add tuna and stir to coat. Add all remaining ingredients and mix well. Cover and refrigerate until chilled, approximately 1 hour. This recipe makes 4 servings, and each serving provides 113 calories, 2 grams of fat, 10 grams of carbs, 1 gram of fiber, and 15 grams of protein. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.